two. Okay. All right? The two that you pick will defend you. So you're looking at nine options right here.
Okay.
You pick two to defend you.
Two to defend you.
But the rest are coming to kill you.
The rest is coming to kill you, writes this guy. Should have been R, but whatever.
Yeah, I just corrected it for him. Okay, so pick two to defend you against the other seven.
All right, let me write these down.
All right. 50 hawks, eagles, some kind of...
taloned bird.
Yeah, falcon.
We'll call them eagles.
All right.
50. Just because we're kind of patriotic. They're not bald eagles because you couldn't put them into combat. Or you'd almost feel obligated to take them. So 50 eagles, not bald.
10 crocs.
Well, those crocs are alligators.
Yeah, well.
Let's call them crocodiles. That way we don't have any ill feelings towards the Florida Gators.
Okay, crocodiles it is.
Okay, 10 crocs.
3 grizzly bears.
3 grizzlies. Shout out to Memphis.
7 bulls.
7 bulls.
One
with horns. With horns.
Yes, they have horns.
With horns.
One guy with a gun. It looks like a
rifleman. We'll call him a rifleman.
We're going to call it a rifle. 15 wolves.
15 wolves.
10,000 rats.
10,000 rats, and they are ugly-looking rats.
Yes, they are. 5 silverback gorillas.
5 gorillas.
Or 4 lions.
4 lions with manes. Okay, so you're picking two to defend you. Who are the ones you're picking to defend you, Cody Mack?
I spent about 10 hours yesterday thinking about this. It really dominated my entire evening, and I've come to...
You were so fatigued, you passed out at 9:20.
Yeah, and I still didn't have an answer. I've come to a conclusion that no matter what you take, your chances of living are going to be very slim. But if you got to take some, I think you've got to go birds and lions.
Now, I assume we are doing this one at a time, right? All of these animals aren't rushing you at the same time, because then you'd obviously die.
Oh, see, I've been going by the assumption that they're all coming at you.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Well, nothing's going to... You're not going to survive anything at that point.
No, you're just trying to get your best chances of...
No, I'm going with you get one at a time. Like levels of a video game.
Okay. Well, in that case, I definitely stand by my final decision of hawks and lions.
Hawks and lions.
Because here's the deal. You almost have to pick the birds. Because if you don't pick the birds, they are the one in this entire group that there's no way to defend against.
The birds are – everyone keeps telling me this, right? And all these – and look, I debated this too. All these hipsters, all these people who want to be cute and think outside the box and pick the rats and the birds. Look, there's weight classes for a reason. The bird, the eagle, is not the apex predator here.
Numbers, though. The numbers.
Do we think they're all going to form at one time and all 50 attack you at the same time? That's not how birds work.
I mean, it says there's 50 of them.
Right, but they're not all 50 coming at the same time, are they?
I think I'd rather...
I think they swoop in kind of one at a time. A bear getting a hold of this eagle, and it's game over for the eagle.
But you got 4 lions to deal with those 3 bears.
My choice, you went with what? The eagles and the lions.
Final decision, I'm going eagles and lions.
See, me, I went back and forth between the gorilla and the bears. And I think my initial reaction was bears. Then I got talked into the gorilla, but I think I'm back to the bear. I think I'm back to 3 bears, big grizzlies, and 15 wolves. Because wolves, you get 15 of them. That's a pretty good quantity. Wolves are fast. They're athletic. They're mean. And they know how to hunt in packs. I'm not having to ask if my eagles are coming all at once. I know my wolves are coming at once because they run in packs. They know the mob mentality. The bears are like our offensive line, right? They're blocking. Good luck getting by my bears. Lions. 15 wolves will take down 4 lions.
No.
No?
No.
But with There's the help no of 3 way. Bears. With the help of 3 bears.
Okay. So you get to use them at the same time?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay. Well, then you got to pick something else that's coming at you at the same time. Like is that how you do it? You can just make it however you want, but I think you got a point with the wolves.
The wolf pack is important.
But what about those 10 Crocs against the 15 Wolves?
The Crocs, I don't understand. The Crocs, like, are crocodiles dangerous really on land? I don't feel like they're very dangerous on land. And if we're not near water, like, I feel like you can see the Crocs coming. I feel like they're easily defeatable.
I feel like we should assume we're near water, but we're not in it. Like,
right.
We're on a riverbank.
So they can grab us and drag us back into the water? Because then they become deadly. I feel like if there's a croc on land coming at me, I feel like I could get away.
I think with the crocs being on the list, you've got to assume they have some power here.
Well, I understand that there's water somewhere nearby, but like I'm not scared of a crocodile on a golf course.
Right.
And granted, those aren't coming to kill.
Scared.
Those aren't coming to kill you, but as long as it doesn't take me into the water and start rolling me over and drown me, I feel like I'll be okay from the crocs. I'm not worried about the crocs. But what's your eagle going to do to the crocs? What are your eagles going to do to them?
They're not going to do anything. It's not about how the eagles defend you. It's about the fact that if you don't have them on your side,
they'll
you're
come
screwed.
Get you.
Because nothing else can defend. So you take your 15 wolves, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the 50 eagles come down, your wolves aren't going to be able to do anything. Because these animals are in the air. That's
but they
the
have
thing.
To come down.
Well, they're going to.
And then
That's
they get
what
grabbed.
They
get grabbed by the bear. The bear with his big claw start smacking them out of the air.
Okay, so your three bears are going to be able to fend them all off?
I feel like the three bears. I feel like if I have three bears and 15 wolves, I'm okay.
Okay, so while you're... Like, all right, let's just say you're...
Let's do some process of elimination.
Let's say you're three bears.
The bulls are completely useless. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
As a farmer, the bulls are useless.
Yes.
They're not going to do anything. They can't jump. They can jump about 4 feet. That's about it. Like, if you get up to high ground, they're completely useless.
They're the worst one on this list, I think.
A bear or wolves would destroy the seven bulls. Let's go ahead and wipe them off the list. I kind of agree. They are probably the most useless. The rifleman, I saw a lot of people talking about the rifleman. Feel like he's not useless, but one rifle...
Can he shoot you?
Like, if the goal is to kill me, then maybe he could shoot me from a ways away. But I'm hiding behind the bears and the wolves, and I think if you sent the wolves after the gunman, you might lose one wolf, but you're getting the gunman out pretty quickly.
Yeah, any of these groups going after the gunman, like, the gunman's really dangerous with just the gun if he's aimed at you and assuming he can hit you. But your animals are going to get to him.
Yeah, the gunman, I feel like, is the second most useless part here besides the bulls.
Yeah, when you really think about it, if he's just, you know, regular rifleman. Now, if he had, like, a, you know.
If he's one of the best snipers of all time or has a machine gun, sure.
Yeah, it'd be different.
Or a big gun sent to take down these animals. But he's holding a rifle. Looks like he's just hunting quail.
Yeah, he just looks like a lone deer hunter.
Like, he could shoot these eagles. But I don't think he could shoot 50 eagles. I don't think the rifleman here could wipe out any one thing. He couldn't kill all 50 eagles. He couldn't kill the crocs. He couldn't kill the bears, the wolves, the bulls, nothing.
He could probably get three bears if he had, you know, a big enough gun, good enough artillery.
You think he could get the bears? Like, I don't feel like you can kill a bear with a regular rifle. I feel like
no,
a big
no.
Rifle.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He'd have to have something.
All right, we got a couple cars on the line that want to weigh in. Let's get Troy. Troy, what two animals are you taking?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll throw a little wrinkle in here for Cody. The lions, okay, the male lion just lays around. He's a lazy butt. Doesn't do squat. The female lions do all the hunting and the prowling and the killing. Uh-huh. So if you're going to take the lions, you need the females.
You don't want the ones with the hair.
Yeah, you don't want the manes. They're lazy bums. They lay under trees and sleep all day.
That's because they're the king.
So if I can get females, I'll take them because they're going to kill anything else on your list, and even the grizzlies. One on one, a female lion's going to kill a grizzly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm thinking because the grizzlies are much bigger, but I feel like a lion is going to be so much faster, so much quicker.
I mean,
lion's the king of the jungle.
What was it? The Battle of Waterloo where those water buffaloes messed up those lions? I feel like the water buffaloes rammed those lions and stomped them out pretty quickly. I feel like we're overrating lions a little bit here.
It's all about the quantity.
The other thing to think about, too, crocodile alligators, very passive. They kind of just lay around. Unless you, like, go up and slap them in the face, they're going to leave you alone. Crocodiles are very aggressive. and in short spurts they can. I mean, they can outrun you in short spurts.
What about if you go zigzag? What about if you run zigzags?
I don't know about that. I just know that they can run like crazy in short spurts, and you know.
How good of climbers are they, Troy? How good of climbers are crocodiles? Can they climb trees?
No. As far as I know, I've never seen a crocodile climb a tree.
I've seen the picture of them climbing like a really high like fence, so I wasn't sure.
Another thing that makes them dangerous is their skin's so tough.
It's going to be tough to kill. They're reptiles. Yeah. They're going to be tough to kill.
Yeah.
And then finally, on the wolves, I love the wolves, except the only problem with the wolves is it's completely instinctual for them to hunt in packs. They're only going to kill one thing at a time.
It's okay. So what you're saying is it's going to be tough for them to protect you long enough. Like, by the time they kill one thing, the other two has gotten you, pretty much.
Well, yeah, they're not going to separate. They'll surround whatever they're going to kill, and all of them will decimate it. But they won't split up into groups and hunt separately. At least none that I've ever read about will do that. So I would definitely go with the female lions. My second choice, boy, I don't know. It would depend. If it's close combat, I'll take the crocodile the crocodiles, because they're extremely aggressive. They won't hunt in packs, so they'll just go off after anything that's close enough for them to eat.
For the strength of the pack is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack. Appreciate the phone call, Troy. I'm gonna grab Kyle next.
I'll see you guys on the 7th, man.
Yes, sir. I'll see you at Quaker.
One's like the strongest second strongest land predator in the planet.
Am I misremembering the Battle of Waterloo? Because I feel like those water buffaloes stomped the lions out.
The bears are big and slow.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? So, I mean, there's no qualifier that says you can't, or disclaimer that says you can't pick, you know, where you're defending yourself at, right?
Okay, well, we're just assuming you're out in a regular area.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though. If the
trees
are
around,
use his advantage. If the eagle can use his advantage, which is obviously flight, then the crocodile should be able to use his advantage, which is obviously water.
I agree.
So you think we have to go to his home turf? Because I don't think you're beating 10 crocodiles in water.
We're like on the side of a river.
That's the point. I'm standing in waist-deep water, and plus a crocodile, like a saltwater crocodile, the largest one ever was like 20 feet and 2,700 pounds.
I mean, bears are okay in water, though. I've seen them catch those fish pretty easily.
Yeah, but they don't have a prayer. I'm taking the thing that's lived since the dinosaurs and weighs 2,000 pounds.
Okay.
And then I'm taking 15 wolves to clean up the rest.
Okay.
See, I'm doing layers of defense here. I'm waist-deep water. Wolves can dominate the land. If you get past my wolves, then you got to come into the water with the crocodile.
I mean, if you're saying you're in the water, I'll give it to you. But if you're out in the land, the crocodiles are pretty damn useless. That's all I'm going to say. But if you're in the water, sure. If you want to change the whole game and you're going to wade into the water, whatever.
But the thing is, Kyle, while you're wading into the water, think about the 50 eagles that are attacking you in the water.
Yeah, I feel like in the water, the eagles are going to get you and the crocodiles can't get them.
Crocodiles jump out of the water. Like, they come up. Have you ever seen those, like, those crocodile demonstrations where they just, like, shimmy up out of the water, like, 7 or 8 feet?
Yeah, but there's 10 of them, and they've got to be fighting off the land predators, right?
Chad Byers tweets in that eagles can dive in excess of 100 miles per hour. Ooh. Oh, man, never mind. Maybe we should take the eagles.
I'm taking the birds.
And Philadelphia's in the Super Bowl. Maybe we should take the eagles.
They're not going to kamikaze.
They're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill you.
Also, if you're standing in the water, the rifleman has an opportunity.
I'm taking my chances.
Oh, great point by Ben. If you're in the water, the rifleman, you're right there in the open. The rifleman might could kill you. Can your wolves get to him in time? That's the question.
That's the question. That's the chance I'm going to have to take.
You know,
if I'm directing the charge, then they're going right for the rifleman first.
I think I've figured this out.
It depends who's shooting. Can I get in the water? Can I duck under the water?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can, but I don't know if you could duck fast enough to keep dodging a rifle. I don't think you're I don't think you're Neo. I don't think you're out here dodging bullets.
I'm hiding behind one of these 2,000-pound crocodiles.
Okay, I don't know if you're picking them up. You lost me, Kyle. I appreciate it. 865-546-8200. If you want to weigh in, got some good tweets to get to kick off hour two. Who you taking? The Eagles. Chat. 100 miles per hour. That's pretty scary.
I think I've figured this out.
I think if they go one at a time on top of you, you're in trouble.
I think you do what Kyle
just
said.
Just hold on. Tell me an hour or two. You got to figure it out. I want to hear about
this.
Yeah.
This is big.
Yeah. Let's reset. We'll continue this to kick off hour two. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Fox Sports Knoxville. Talk Sports. Hey, it's John Reed and Cody McClure. Fox Sports, Knoxville, we getting money for sure. Cause we're addicted to sports. Louis V on my shorts. Been a Tennessee Vol since I hopped off the porch. Hey, Reggie White and Allen Houston, Florida, Georgia. Keep it moving, this is Rocky Top. You ain't wearing orange, what you doing? We talking UT sports in the booth. Chris Lofton with the shot, yeah, we ready to shoot. Hey. We talking sports.
Hour two of the program coming at you live in the Mountain View Chevy Studios. All right, I found this video of a golden eagle killing a wolf. Now, granted, it's a baby wolf. When I think of wolves, I'm thinking of the biggest wolves you can get, right? Because you're getting silverback gorillas and grizzlies. Like, you're getting big old lions. They're not taking, like, little cubs. So I'm not very impressed with this eagle killing this little bitty wolf. Because when I think of wolves, I'm thinking of the big old things in Game of Thrones.
I'm thinking
the dire wolves.
I'm thinking your wolves are a bad take. I'm thinking all those birds are killing your wolves.
You know, after watching this, I do think 50 falcons would kill 15 wolves if they strategize correctly. But if I'm able to line up my bears along with them, I think I could, you know, fight them off.
I think I've got this figured out.
Also on this video, the next headline is giraffe kills lion. And I just want to point out to Troy and to you, if you agree with him, anybody who thinks a lion's killing a grizzly, I think you're pretty stupid. I think a grizzly has taken out a lion pretty easily.
But it's not one lion.
I don't care.
Lions are, you talk about the wolves in packs. Lions are coming at the grizzly. There's going to be like four of them.
Well, that's fine, but 15 wolves and four... And three grizzlies are taking down the four lions. Easy.
Lions are the king of the jungle.
Only because bears aren't in the jungle. They're the king of the jungle.
Bears are big and
because they're going
slow,
up against
though.
Cheetahs and zebras. And I just saw a video of them getting stomped out by a giraffe.
Bears are
big,
big
goofy
and slow.
Jeffrey from Toys R Us are kicking the lion's ass. King of the jungle.
Bears are big and slow. You put a bear out in the African jungle.
I think you're underestimating how slow bears are. Bears are 30 miles per hour moving. Bears are not slow.
They're not
slow.
Moving like a lion, though.
But they're not slow.
And they don't have a jaw like
that. They're also like 700 pounds.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Think of Albert Hainsworth on a football field also with a 4.4 speed. That's what we're looking at with bears.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying big grizzly bear just lumbering around. Ooh, ooh, hey, boo-boo. I'm thinking that the lion is going
to
sneak around and get him in the ribs.
You need to get Baloo off of your mind when you're thinking of bears, okay? They're not all friendly idiots.
I'm thinking the lion's going to sneak around and get him right in his rib cage.
Rocky Top tweets in, any of the other options and 10,000 rats win easily. We're underestimating how much damage even 100 swarming rats are going to do to slow down a bear.
The rats are...
They're the wild card. I'll admit they're the wild card. I don't know how to think of them.
I don't either, because 10,000 of them is...
That's a lot.
That's a big number.
Those are things nightmares are made of. And literally, I used to have nightmares about rats. Like, just being covered my floor, covered the outside grass. I'm terrified of rats. So, 10,000 of them does feel like it should probably be a sneaky answer, but I feel like...
Seems like a big number.
That's a huge number. I want to see what the bears could do to the rats in combat, right? Like, how quickly could the rats take over them? Could they get up on their head and start gnawing the eyes out?
10,000 versus three.
No, I know.
Like, the bears,
how much
bears
could one
will stomp
bear
out.
Get?
I mean, they'll stomp out a few of them, but I don't think it's going to be.
10,000 is a lot.
Yeah.
I think we're underestimating the rats.
I do, too. Maybe you take rats and birds and run for your life.
Gorillas and wolves, says Volin Beer Fan. I don't know if gorillas and wolves, like, I feel like they're too similar. Their skills are a little bit redundant to me. You need a versatile lineup. I feel like if you're getting gorillas and wolves, gorillas and wolves. I said bears. He said gorillas and wolves. That's a little bit different. That's what I got. You got an offensive line mixed in with some playmakers outside and the wolves that can go out and be versatile and get you.
I think I know how you survive this thing.
Nick McNiss said big silverbacks and grizzlies. Again, that's you're going too power. You don't
too big.
Too big. Too big. Let's hear it. You've been wanting to tell me how you got it figured out.
Here's how you survive.
Per hour. Colin Crispin said you better lace them up tight. Yeah, you just got to run zigzags, though.
Kyle is.
Said you get to pick where you are. per the guy who posted this original thing.
It's like
40 miles per hour. A lion is not killing a grizzly.
I've got your damn strategy right here. I can keep you alive. And you're over here telling me about how a grizzly...
Sean Reed sends a picture of a bald eagle attacking a wolf. Again, that's a smaller wolf, although that one is kind of big. There's no way that's a real picture. You see how big this eagle is? I'm calling...
They're massive.
I'm calling shenanigans. I'm throwing the flag on Sean Reed's picture. I don't think that... First of all, it's a bald eagle, and we specified there's not a bald eagle, but a golden eagle's still pretty big, too.
There's another picture of an eagle actually tearing into the lion's, into the wolf's back.
Yeah, Tyson tweets in that eagles are used to hunt wolves in Mongolia.
Yeah,
yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with eagles. I think I'm going to have to go with eagles.
Okay, now you're halfway there.
DC Coltrane points out that in Too Fast, Too Furious, remember when they put that one rat in that can, and then they heated the can, and it was like, the rat will only know how to get out by eating its way out. It's going to eat through you, and that's how they got him to admit he was a cop. That's a good point by DC.
Do you want to hear it?
Lions get destroyed by bears. It takes 6 lions to take down a zebra. That's a good point. A bear can stand on 2 legs, which is a huge advantage against a lion. Let's bring on Jay. Jay wants to weigh in. Chad. Let's bring on Chad. Excuse me. Chad. Chad wants to weigh in on the animals. Who you got?
Okay, so in a vacuum, the gorillas are taking down anything. They just have too much power. A male silverback weighs like 700-800 pounds. However, I did way too much research on this last night. The rats are unstoppable based on sheer numbers because they're excellent swimmers. They can chew through certain types of metal. Oof. They enjoy the taste of blood. Ugh. So you send all the rats at everything all at once, and you just have the eagle swoop in and peck out everything that's left.
So you're saying that... me criticizing the eagles and rats was really dumb, that's the right answer to go.
I don't think it's a hipster answer. Maybe some people picked it that way. But like I said, sheer numbers take out everything else that you've got going at you.
Yeah. I feel like the quantity is just too much to overcome. I feel like if you made it like 10 eagles and 1,000 rats, then it becomes a legit discussion. But 10,000 is a lot. And these eagles, the more I research about them, the more terrifying they are.
Or other animals.
Say that one more time.
You got over 200 rats per animal.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, like, could the eagles not protect you against the rats? Could they not swoop in and pick them off, like, one or two at a time? Just theoretically.
I mean, I guess they could, but you still got to do that 10,000 times.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Could you hide somewhere from rats? Like, could you hide up in a tree? I know they can climb, but can enough of them climb high enough to get you before the eagles can?
They did research on rats. They hid one on a deserted island in the middle of the ocean. They put tracking devices on it, and then when they went to catch it, they couldn't catch it. It chewed through its tracking device, and they lost it. And then 2 weeks later, they found that rat on another island a half mile away.
Okay, so rats in water.
It's not a weakness.
Okay. Okay, well, never mind. I was thinking Kyle's theory with the Crocs would be nice, but if rats are good in water too, then you got to go birds and rats.
I feel like this is a big dangerous game of rock, paper, scissors, and I feel like the birds could take down the rats. I feel like that's your only hope. If you pair them up with some bears swiping.
Well, why not just keep both of them, though? Just take the birds and the rats.
Because I don't think rats can kill crocodiles. I don't think birds can kill crocodiles.
You take your chances with the crocodiles. You're on land.
No, you said we could be anywhere. We could say we could be near water. I don't think rats can swim, but can they hurt people in water? That's the question. My mom always told me this, Chad. You sound like you're well-read. Can snakes bite in water? Are you still
not
there, Chad?
Not to my knowledge.
My mom always told me when we'd go swim in Teleco, oh, don't worry about the water moccasins. They can't bite you underwater. Their mouth gets filled up with water. And as a young kid, I believed it. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, I don't know if that's so. Can rats bite in water? Or are they just going to, like, the weight of them drown you, I guess, maybe?
Well, they're mammals. They don't have the. And like I said, I go back to the point where they can chew through metal. Surely they can chew through a crocodile.
Two hundred.
So we can at least agree that a bear is going to kill a lion easily, right? We can agree on that.
I've been to Alaska 3 times, and full-grown male grizzly bear is 1,200 pounds.
Yeah,
a lion's not doing anything to that.
Yeah, yeah, Chad is our show expert on animals. Appreciate you weighing in, Chad.
Anytime.
865-546-8200. All right. I'm convinced on the Eagles. The Rats, I'm still trying to think about how I could beat them. I'm convinced on the Eagles, though. I feel like I need the Eagles on my team.
I don't think you can beat the Rats. There's just too many of them.
10,000. So many. 10,000. So many. Doug Brooks says he just got in the car. What the hell is he listening to? We'll try to reset it a little bit on the other side. We're talking about the animal battle, Doug. 10,000 rats, 10 crocs, 15 wolves, a rifleman. What else we got? 3 gorillas, 3 bears, 4 gorillas.
5 gorillas.
All I want to know is who the hell put the 7 bulls on this list. That's all I want to know.
Yeah, why didn't you put like 7 cheetahs? Make it a little interesting.
I feel like the rats, saying they could chew through metal, I'm still not convinced they could chew through crocodiles, like in the water. Can crocodiles drown? Can you drown a crocodile? Like,
I don't know.
I don't. I mean, I'm sure they can hold their breath a long time, but can you drown a crocodile?
I'd figure so. Like, its nose is always above water whenever it's like coasting.
Okay. So it's not. Like, it's not like breathe. A. It's not like a shark.
No, no, it has to breathe above water.
Imagine 200 of those rats just biting into, you know, the underbelly of the croc. It's not quite as hard as the scaly
that's
outer.
That's what I'm talking about, though. You can drown rats, right? Easily.
Easily? I don't know. This guy just said he ended up on another island.
He said they could swim, but if you hold them underwater, they have to breathe above water too, right? They're not fish.
Right. They're mammals.
Right.
But there's 200 of the damn things.
Well, like that's what I'm worried about, if crocs can drown. Because if not, like, the crocs might just have to, you might have to sacrifice a couple and just hold the rats underwater. That's the only way I think you can beat them, is drowning the rats. We lure them into the water, and we drown them. Houston's got some stats he wants to share with you. He wants to get on this animal discussion after the break. Stick with us to hear Houston's thoughts on the animals. And he's got some breath-holding numbers for rats or crocodiles. For crocs. Okay, we'll get some croc statistics on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. As we return here in the Mountain View Chevy studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, we brought Houston Kress in from 3 and Out. While you're here first, while we're talking animals, tell the people about the fishing show. This is kind of your baby here at the station.
Starts tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Knoxville Expo Center, 5441 Clinton Highway. I've been to this for probably the last 5 years or so. If you enjoy the outdoors, if you enjoy fishing at all, or you think you might, they've got something for everybody. Going to be really cool. A lot of professional anglers, and they're approachable is one of the things I like about this. If you see, you know, Ott Defoe or Gerald Swindle or Shaw Grigsby, and if you know who these people are, good on you. They will just kind of mingle. They talk. You can converse with them, pick their brain about some stuff. They do kind of the big seminars, and then they'll do private seminars for you and your friends where you just kind of get around them and ask them questions. It's a really cool event. Going to run all weekend. There's plenty of stuff to do for kids, for your wife, for your girlfriend. So if you can, we would encourage you to get on out this weekend or tomorrow or Friday. It's going to be a really good time. I'm excited about it.
All right, Cody has weighed in. He thinks birds and rats are his final answer. I'm thinking about how to beat the rats, and yeah. I think the best chance is taking them to the water with the crocs. So maybe crocs become valuable after all. Give us some breath-holding numbers from crocodiles.
5 to 14 minutes while active, 8 hours if they're not doing anything. So if you need them to lay and wait, apparently in cold water, a croc can stay underwater without breath for 8 hours. I think, John, you said it, the X factor is the rats and the sheer number.
Yeah.
10,000, it would be, so if you had the birds against the rats, for example, that's 200 rats per bird. I sent you a picture of the talons on the, that's the golden eagle, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, their hands are bigger than humans. So really one grab of a rat and it's dead. So how many could it get just kind of swooping in and out and down? And then the crocs, could they clean up the rest theoretically? Because I don't think there's one animal on this list that beats the crocs. If you're in 4 feet of water, I don't think you lose a croc.
Okay.
But can the rats get past them and get to you first? Because the gorillas aren't, the wolves aren't, the lions aren't. Because, I mean, it's a crocodile. They're probably the strongest animal on the list.
And Kyle Tasman said he's taken the animal who survived since the dinosaurs. These guys don't die.
It'd be the, and that's birds, too, if you want to get, like, technical.
And honestly, I think, as we talk through it, look, my first initial reaction was bears and wolves. But talking through this, and I'm not too proud, I'm not too prideful to dig my heels in, I think you have to go eagles and crocs. Because if you have 50 eagles.
And you can pick the terrain. Is the key too.
Right, we're going to be near water.
Yep.
We're going to be near water with our crocodiles, and here's my plan. The eagles are going to pick up the other animals and bring them to the water. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
At least scare them into the water.
As you're showing me these pictures of these eagles picking up wolves, I feel like 10 eagles could pick up 1,000 pounds.
What is that eagle picking up the grizzly bear?
That was the most Photoshop picture I found. It was completely fake.
That's amazing.
Theoretically, it was perfect for the conversation.
I need animal experts to weigh in. Could 15 eagles pick up a bear? Could 20 eagles pick up a bear?
How are it's they in a teamwork situation?
It's not about picking them up, though. They're just digging their claws in and killing them.
Well, I want them to bring... Okay,
they're definitely doing that to the rats, I think. Can they take care of 200 before the rats get to you? I don't know.
Okay, so I think we're down to a final three, right? Like, I think everybody is on board with the eagles, and then you take either crocs or rats, right?
Yeah.
And I think each one has its own.
I don't think everyone's down to crocs and rats. I don't think that's the case. I've got a lot of people that's going with sheer size or taking a gunman. The riflemen and the bulls seem like the two worst for me. Now, like I said, if you give me a machine gun, sure.
Changes the game up.
Yeah.
If he's a long range sniper that you can't find, and he can just pick off these animals. Sure, maybe. Ryan Rayburn tweets in that the gorillas would just beat the hell out of the crocs.
Not in water.
Not in water. That's why the water makes the difference.
I don't know. I don't know how to kill crocodiles. I know you can get away from them. I've seen people fight them enough. And
the croc occupied enough to where you can get away.
Can the gorilla reach into the croc's mouth and just...
Nile crocodile, a United States crocodile, or a saltwater?
The biggest, best fighter.
It's got to be a Nile.
I'm assuming...
saltwater's the biggest.
I'm assuming these are all the best fighters.
The Nile's the toughest, though.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to... I don't know.
I'm probably just concocting that in my mind, but...
I mean, from the Nile.
If they're bigger, they're stronger.
Yeah.
Like, the salt... Well, yeah, the saltwater are the Australian ones.
I don't want one of those Florida golf course crocodiles.
No, those are alligators. Yeah, these are big, nasty, and fast.
I'm ready to wipe out the lions. I don't want the lions on my team. I don't want the bull. I don't want the man. Can the gorilla do what they do in Planet of the Apes? Can he take weapons from the gunman? Can he rip the horns off the bull and use them as knives? Like, we're getting somewhere. But I feel like
we're getting somewhere, all right.
Yeah.
Give me the I think I'm taking the Eagles to cover the spread against the Patriots and plus 50 of them in this battle. I'm not taking the rats. I just can't be somebody that takes the rats.
There's 10,000
of them. Are you Team Eagles Crocs?
I'm almost coming around to Team Eagles Crocs.
Eagles Crocs, let's go.
I think I'm getting there.
Team Eagles Crocs.
I'd like
Eagles Rats, Cody?
I think I'm sticking Eagles Rats.
The number of the rats is the one reason that you think.
You get to assign like 300 or 400 of them to every animal. Like, per one crocodile. My thing is I'm thinking that enough rats...
Tough skin, though. Can they even bite through that?
No, Chad caught in so they can bite through metal. He's done a lot of research on rats. He said rats are phenomenal.
I'm thinking...
He said they dropped a rat off on an island. They came back and looked for him. He had chewed through his tracking device and swam a half a mile to another island.
You put enough of those damn rats on each crocodile, and I feel like with your birds defending... You're going to have enough time to get away.
I just feel like you're going to drown the rats. That's the only way to beat them. Have the birds.
Or crunch them.
Have the birds come get them and have them try to get in the water and the crocs take them down. I feel like I got to be Eagles Crocs.
Eagles Crocs.
Davey, come in here. Davey's standing there like a kid waiting to open his presents on Christmas. What about me? Davey, come give us your answer. Who you got?
y'all haven't even been discussing the fact that the Eagles could blind the Crocs. If you blind the Crocs.
Crocs don't need to see.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They're fine. They're going to get in a circle around you. They don't need to see.
And we also get to pick the terrain, correct?
Right.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking like.
Well, I guess if you went somewhere like in the damn safari, like the Crocs aren't going to survive in the safari.
I'm thinking more of like, I guess if you're going to go with the Crocs, you kind of want to have yourself like on a moat.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got water all the way around you.
Yeah.
That way you're able to kind of.
That's kind of what I was picturing.
And you can go with the Crocs and you have the eagle circling over the top.
Yeah.
But could the rats get in there before you?
Yes.
See, I'm with you. I also was thinking, it's like you got 15 wolves. So you mentioned it, but if I got dire wolves, I'm probably going to take dire wolves.
That's what I've been saying. Like that's where I started. But the moat isn't going to have enough water.
The wolves are.
My goal is the only way to beat the rats is to drown them and make them swim a long way. Like. I need them on top of the water where the eagles can come easily swoop out of them and pick them off one at a time. And the moat feels like it's too short of a distance. I feel like 10,000 rats are going to break through.
Since I mentioned dire wolves and you're thinking Game of Thrones, like that final fight scene, mm-hmm. season 7, you know, they're kind of like on the rocks up there when it's just ice. But if you're thinking it's actually water, I think you got a chance there. So I'm definitely going eagles. I want the eagles. They can take it from up top.
I've come around on the eagles.
Best chance to protect themselves.
It's a good quantity,
you got
too.
Air, that's your only air defense, really.
Now, if you made it like 10 eagles, that might make it more fair. I feel like these quantities are a little bit skewed. Like 50 eagles, that's just a lot to overcome.
Terrain goes into it, too, because I think if you have 1,000 rats could probably lift one crocodile.
Who's your second animal?
You think 1,000 rats could lift a crocodile?
You got to go rats. You can't beat the rats. You can't beat 10,000 rats. They're going to break through any other animal wall.
Marwan also points out that if you've got a moat with crocs, you might as well get the guy with the rifle and just pick them off one at a time.
But the eagles can get you from up top. They're not going to be able to stop you if you do that.
Nah.
You can't stop the eagles. I think I'm going to have to go with... the eagles for sure, and the rats just simply due to quantity. 10,000 is just too much to overlook.
Yeah, it is too much. No matter what other animal wall you put in front, 10,000 of them. Let's say the crocs drown and fend off half of them. It's too many rats. They're going
to
break through.
All I have to do is put out some cheese in a trap, and I'm going to start taking the rats
out. You don't
have
any cheese.
We're acting like rats are so smart. Rats are not smart. They fall for the dumbest trick in the book. Oh, here's some food. Oh, wait, I'm dead.
Mice.
Yeah. Rats, too?
Nah. Rats are tough. No, rats are big difference.
Oh, look, I'm dead.
Let me ask you this. You go to the dumpster to throw your trash in. Which one of these are you most scared of?
Lions and bears and all of these. Rats are not.
No, I'm talking about who's realistically there. I'm talking about who's there.
Well, in a dumpster? Okay, sure.
Maybe a guy with a gun.
Yeah, a guy with a gun. I'm more afraid of a guy with a gun than rats. That's a bad example.
I think I'm with Cody. You got to go eagles and you got to go with the rats just simply due to quantity.
I'm going to dig a hole and I'm going to put some food down there and the rats are all going to run in there and then they're going to get trapped.
I mean, I'm not an animal expert by any means, but I'm pretty sure crocodiles have to have their sight for – that's like a big part of their hunting style. If I am wrong on that, then that could possibly change. But the eagles, man, you just blind them.
The eagles – the rat. We're overrating the rats. They're not pack animals. They're scroungers. They just take what we give them. They don't go out and hunt and kill things. They're scared of cats.
10,000.
They're scared of cats.
10,000.
Nick McNiss says, so what about a rock bank with cliffs all around it? You give me the eagles and the grizzlies.
I'm jumping off the cliff.
Rats aren't making up the slick rock cliffs. I feel like you're going too far with the terrain. The moat thing, I agree, is a little bit too far on the terrain. I feel like water, put them in water is fine, but you have to be out in the water too. You're not hiding in a room somewhere.
You know what would really be great against all these? Just to be in a house. None of them are getting to you except for the guy with the gun.
Have you ever watched Jumanji? Lions can break through doors.
Yeah, but they have no reason to.
No, they're coming to kill you. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like whenever their
they're
goal
defending is to kill you.
But that's the point. When you look at it the other way, they're defending you, so the rats are going to be together in the defense of protecting you.
Yeah. I'm just not taking rats, okay? I think only nerds take rats. I'm not taking rats.
No, I think you're way wrong.
Survivors take rats.
Yeah.
It's a prize thing.
I think Davey
if I'm going to die from animals, it's not going to be because I picked rats to defend me.
Dude, rats took Kenny out all the time.
Davey and I
No,
are
they waited
until
he was
rats.
Dead, then they took him out.
We're surviving with the rats.
I'm not taking rats. No way, no
you,
how.
You have fun with your wolves.
Yeah. I'm with
you, changed
Cody.
My mind. No more wolves.
I'm with you, Cody. I'm with you.
Yeah. It's the only way to go.
I think I got to go eagles, crocs.
For what it's worth, crocodiles do have a great sense of
hearing.
Yeah, they don't need it. They don't need eyes.
From Google, it said that they can hear inside their baby's eggs, like hear them moving and stuff.
Well, that's creepy. All right, that's the end of the animal discussion. Did we come to your final answer? Are you still sticking with birds and rats?
Birds and rats. You're going birds and crocs?
I just can't pick the rats. I can't bring myself to do it.
What is your bias against rats? Because they're so small. Ugly?
They're small.
That's why there's 10,000 of them.
I know, but I feel like I can out-strategize a rat.
That's 10,000 pairs of those.
I'll just get 10,000 rat traps. Game over.
Those teeth. Yeah.
Getting bit by the rat would be pretty awful.
Especially getting bit by 5,000 of them that break through the cracks.
Out of all of them, I would say that would be the worst death. Getting overtaken by packs of rats.
Maybe just getting
Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis. Ayo!
Maybe just getting your limbs ripped off by the gorillas.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad, too. That went on for 45 minutes. We'll change the subject next. Let's talk sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. Appreciate Andrew Julian for tweeting in that Hawks/Eagles can only lift up to 5 to 6 pounds. I feel like I've taken the birds off my list. This thing's going to lift 5 pounds. Where are all those pictures of you guys showing me picking up wolves?
Why are you so worried about what they're lifting, though?
I just feel like they're not as tough as we all make them out to
be. See those damn claws?
Talons are sharp.
Yeah.
Talons are sharp.
Talons, I guess that's the proper word.
Talons are sharp. Tyler Pelham points out that rats are going to spread diseases. We're not worried about the fallout of war from, like, 10 years from now. I guess, how long does disease take to kill you?
I don't know. It depends on the disease.
How long does it take to kill animals, I guess? I'm not waiting out this war for 5 or 6 years. This is a battle. We're just going it's to the death right away. We're not attacking and then waiting for the fallout.
You know, the best thing to have would be a tank.
Yes. Yes, I think it would be. Or just a bomb to drop on the battlefield, and you get out of the way, and you sacrifice everybody in your crew.
Still wouldn't help against the Hawks.
Every few years, a story makes the rounds about a bald eagle carrying off a dog or trying to snatch someone's cat. Biologists who study birds of prey and folks who live around the eagles have offered their insight. Bald eagles are strong, aggressive birds, but they are governed by aerodynamics. The wings of an eagle need to support the 8 to 12-pound bird as well as whatever it's carrying. And Best estimates the lifting power of an eagle to 4 or 5 pounds. Okay. These things aren't as tough as we all made them out to be. Yeah, I'm out on the eagles. 6 pounds, really?
They're pecking out eyes.
Eyes are overrated.
The talons.
Eyes are overrated.
And they're coming from the air, which I feel like is a big thing.
Yeah, I'm out on the Eagles. I don't know who the hell I'm picking.
You get